Love in the Highlands. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1. 1876. The letter was full of warmth and affection.
"It's been a long time since we've seen you, Cousin Edward. Much too long," my dear wife says, and I agree with her.
"So do I," the Earl of Ringwood murmured, a smile spreading over his broad, kindly face. "I should like nothing better than to see my family after so long, and Scotland is very beautiful."
When he thought of the splendid Highland scenery, the walls of his library seemed to crowd in on him, making him long suddenly for wide, open spaces. He loved his magnificent London home, and the life he led there. He enjoyed his place at court, his status as a trusted adviser, almost a friend, to the Queen. He also enjoyed the fact that his beloved daughter, Lavina, was the belle of the ball wherever she went. Beautiful, fashionable, elegant and superb, she made him burst with pride. She had already rejected 5 proposals of marriage, one of them from a duke. Secretly, Lord Ringwood was relieved as, since the death of his beloved wife, 4 years earlier, Lavina, his only child, was all he had to love. Their life was here in the centre of glittering society, and they would not change it for the world. And yet, something about the letter he was reading, with its hint of heather and rivers, mountains and lakes, brought a wistful look to Lord Ringwood's face.
"Of course I know that Scotland is a long way from London," wrote his cousin Ian, "and you have your duties in attendance on Her Majesty.